Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Power to Be You and Rise to Win for Our Youth Movement. This is Sandra Bueno, and I am coming to you live from West Palm Beach, Florida. Today is Monday and December 22nd, and this weekend for me has been truly a life-changing experience, a life-changing and an altering experience. Just the previous weeks, as you have been following on this show, I have had quite a number of people who work with organizations that are about making a difference. And through the process, I have come to know really, you know, down to the grassroots level, what a lot of what's really taking place within our community, our society. And this is simply a window to the issues, a window to the pain, a window to the truthfulness behind the pain that just has taken all of us into these areas of darkness and of desperation and anxiety and gloom. But I can also say that there's areas of light and there's areas of growth and evolution, and it all comes down to our willingness to take responsibility, our willingness to say we can all do our part. And in each of these areas, there is something that we can all do. So what I have been really doing is looking at the conditions. And now within me there's the awakening of how I can bring awareness and how I can bring this information out into the mainstream light. This weekend alone, as you heard on Thursday, I had Olga Smith, the founder of the Art and Compassion, which you can go to hopeandpromise.org and look into their website. There is a book that is associated with their organization, and this book is called The Underbelly. This book has touched me beyond belief. It is a book that has truly taken me to a place that I had not been in before, and it's the place that all of us can really learn from and a place that all of us should go into. Because wherever you are in life, whoever you are, no matter the amount of money you have, education, talent, skill, anything, you will be touched by this book, because this book will allow you to see not only what you have in your life and what you should need to be grateful for and what you need to just protect and love and encourage and give and provide, but it will also allow you to see that if you are in a place of life where you are, you know, striving and going forward and helping people and you're happy and your family's happy and you're a given person, you're going to realize the pain that other people are in, and you'll be able to see yourself touched by something or by someone or by a condition where you can help, where you can say, you know what, this is what I can do. You know what, this is what I can create. Or this is the people that I can help, or this is the place where I can give 2 hours of my time, or this is where I can come and teach someone something that I have learned in my past, a trade. This is where I can go advise or counsel. And all of you know that my purpose is to work with youth, to help youth, to allow our children to go forward so that they can reach their maximum potential, which means what? What does maximum potential mean? It means that children are born with inherent gifts, with inherent abilities, with a creative streak within me, within them. And here I'm also looking, because that's what my whole purpose has been in my life, to really be able to manifest my purpose. And my purpose has been to get to this place where I could actually speak on their behalf, where I could see that there's not just issues, but there are solutions. And it's taken me 41 years to get to this place where I finally had enough belief in myself and enough skill that I could be confident about, yeah, I can make a difference and I can come here and help people and inspire people and motivate people. So what I now want to do is be able to go to all these children and be able to provide them with resources and services, be able to provide them with words that can inspire them and fill them up. And I can tell you that so many children are not getting that today. So many children are confronting pain and anxiety, and they're confronting the pain that the parents and the adults around them are experiencing. And yesterday alone, there was a big situation when I went to go help Art and Compassion serve the homeless and the working poor who came to Curry Park right out in West Palm Beach. And then, when I was there, you saw the line of different people, whether they were homeless or whether they were single or they had their children with them. And here these people were waiting for food, they were waiting for groceries. Also, they were doing a line for Christmas presents for their children. And there were so many different things that one could see. There were so many needs that needed to be had. You know, there's always the question of, do we have enough? Do we have enough to give everyone equally? Or do we have to go through some form of process to decipher who we give what to? What really hit me was the fact that I went and I gave these children, just for passing time, I gave them a sticker. And I was putting a sticker on the back of their hands. And immediately once I started, I bent forward and I bent down, I crouched down. And I would ask them their name. And I was able to see if a child, you know, was shy or was fearful, or if a child could speak, if a child was dirty, if a child had a runny nose. You know, I was really able to touch that child in a way that I was able to see more than I would have had I just gone around and put the sticker on their hand and kept on walking. And at one point I did meet a little girl, Malia, and she touched my heart, and I asked her, I said, Malia, I said, you're a beautiful little girl. I said, you know that? You're really beautiful. And, you know, and I asked her, I said, well, are you going to school? And she said, no, I'm not. And I asked, why are you not? Well, my school closed down. And whether that's fact or whether she is part of the circumstance of homelessness, that she no longer can go to that school because she no longer has a home and now she has to go to a church to sleep on the floor with adults, with people who have HIV, with people who are manic depressive, with people who have been diagnosed as schizophrenic, people who are on drugs and heroin, or, you know, I don't know if that's her situation. But that can potentially be her situation. And when I saw her immediately, I said, you know, there's so many people who can help her. So many of us that can go into a church if these kids are there at a homeless shelter. So many people that can go to a church every single day while these kids are there and help them to read, help them to start learning. Take them out of the church and take them to a park for 2-3 hours so they don't have to see the horrors. You know, we can do so much. We can do so much. And this is the only way that we're going to make a difference, because for as long as we look at the homeless and we look at the poor, the people who are in this mess down at the bottom of the barrel, and we allow them to continue being there because we don't infuse them with anything positive or any other opportunities or any greatness for them to start looking at something different than what they've been used to, then we're always going to have more of the same. It's going to proliferate, and it's going to continue from one generation to the next. I see it clearly. You know, just because you leave it there, if the rats are infesting an area, you know, you got to take away the garbage. Now, you can come and fumigate, but if you leave the garbage there, the rats are going to come back. You know, the drug dealers that are out there giving drugs, they're doing it for a reason. If you go back and ask those people what happened to them at their childhood, they're going to tell you there was abuse in their lives. There was sexual abuse, mental abuse, physical abuse. You know, they didn't have a father. They didn't have a mother. Maybe the mother was a prostitute at the age of 12 because her own mother told her to go prostitute herself. You know, that's where we as humanity can understand and say, you know what, I can make a difference. If you want your life to count for something, make a difference for one person. And make a difference for one person where it really matters. Because if we can make a difference for one person in an area that is festering with drugs and sex and pain, then I'm sure that one person will make a difference for many people around them. And if you want to be moved and stirred and you want to now start not being able to sleep because now your heart has been moved and your conscience has been juggled, then go to the Hope and Promise website and go buy that book, buy The Underbelly, the Palm Beach no one's talking about. This is a window to what's happening across our entire country. Last night on CNBC, they had the runaway show about the kids who are runaways out in the streets of San Diego. You're looking at 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds going out there in the streets, walking the streets, prostituting themselves, sleeping underneath roads. When you go out there, you have nothing else. Nothing else but the dirt. And everything that's slow about humanity, that's ready to embrace them. And you end up finding these girls, them pregnant, and you end up finding these kids passing on their HIV and passing on the gonorrhea and the syphilis. And then people wonder, what is it going to take to change? We all say education is going to change. Yes, education is going to change. But it's not only their education. It's our education. All of us. All of us. No one is exempt. Because even if you live on this side of the tracks, even if you have an education, even if your kids are educated, they are still exposed to the same risks. They are exposed to these influences. They are exposed to the pain. They are exposed to meet someone who just says, you know what, try this. All it takes is one time for them to do crack, for them to be hooked on it. Go ask the homeless people. Go ask the person that has been able to take himself off heroin, off all these other drugs that he did, and then let him tell you what happens with crack. And these people have names. Go read about Nora. And I will tell you, your life will change. Your life will never be the same again. Because there is no way that as a human being you can read about a person's hardship and not be stirred to do something different. Not when you understand that their hardship is happening right now, right here, right now. But their hardship is affecting the lives of those children that are surrounding them. There are countless of children out there in the street who are homeless, who are sleeping on benches, who are sleeping on the floor, who have nowhere to go at night. Countless who can't go to school because they're dirty and they know the kids are going to make fun of them. So they prefer to stay out at 7 years of age, at 10 years old. When they don't have anything and they see their mom out in the street, or they don't see their dad, or they have no idea who their dad is, what will you expect them to do? They have to get food somehow. And hopefully the food that they get is not food that has been donated to them, that has mold on it, and that it has maybe maggots on it, or that's been laying outside in the street on the curb for a day or two before it got picked up to be delivered somewhere. This is what we all have to be thankful for when we are not in that place. And no matter where we are right now, we have the hope to be able to strive, to be able to continue, to know that if we are involved with other people, we're like-minded in the sense that we realize that, hey, we can pick up and go get a job. It's true there are issues right now in our country, but there are solutions. There are solutions. There is money. We have an ability to get back up. We're in this place where our government is open, where there are resources and organizations who help. There's philanthropy. There are people who get together and deliver, make do with what they have. We saw that yesterday with Art and Compassion. They had more than enough toys at the end of the day. Channel 12 came out. Channel 5 came out. The writer of this book, David is a phenomenal individual. He wrote this book out of his own finances. All the proceeds of this book now go to Art and Compassion. For me, this book has changed my life. has changed my life because it has now put me on the ground level of what it is to help people. The severity of what these conditions are and how much we can actually make a difference. I care to make a difference because I care to change the lives of children. I care to give them an opportunity where they can believe in themselves. Because one adult in their life said, you know what, believe in you, I believe in you. All of these homeless people talk about how their mothers were not in their lives, how their mothers did not love them, how their mothers thought that they didn't need them. The most important component of these kids' lives was that experience they had with their mom. And in some cases, some of these moms were the ones that turned them out. Sometimes they were the ones that kicked them out of the house or said, you know what, go find somewhere to go because I can't be with you. Or go with that John and do what they say. Or go sell drugs. In one case, a 2-year-old child was thrown down the steps by his mother who was on crack. Now he's a 21-year-old walking around with a plate in his head. A life of pain and struggle, and yet this person is alive. Some of these people are in their 50s, 60s. I spoke to a man yesterday, Bob. All he wanted was a bag. That's all he wanted, a bag. Not even the gift bags that we were giving with a pair of socks and a shaving cream. All he wanted was a plastic bag. And then when I gave it to him, a plastic bag that had ripped, he was so happy. And he decided to confide in me that he had just lost a son. That his son was in a home. And that his son was gone, but that he knew that his son was up with God. And I asked him if he wanted to pray. And he said, no, I've prayed already. Then I asked him if I could pray for him. And he said, yes. You know, like I said, this book has changed my life. And I met David yesterday, and I've asked him for him to come on this show. And he will be coming this week. Because it takes you and it takes me to make a difference. It takes all of us to come together, standing in one place and seeing the possibilities, because the possibilities are there. That chain of generational poverty can be broken. And the children who are being born right now, the children who are 5 years old, 7 years old, 10 years old, they can be helped. Those who are 12, 15, 17, 18, they can be guided. Amongst them are the kids that have been through so much pain already that they are willing to listen, that they want to listen. That if someone can come and restore a sense of faith and a sense of hope, a sense of trust, of dignity, they will go forward. And I know that we can do that. I know it. I have 100% confidence in this ability. But what I want to do is help everyone to recognize that we all play a part in this. All of us do, because our kids are not exempt. In my own family, I have situations that shouldn't be, but are, simply because the adults in the lives of these children are going through their own issues, and these issues become consequences in the lives of these children. Issues within adult relationships, within self-esteem, insecurity, uncertainty, frustration, pain, not being where you want to be in life, finances. I can tell you that God has gifted me. He has gifted me beyond belief. But because there has been a purpose. Through my being a single mother and through my own circumstances, God allowed my own mother to be in my life to help me with my son, to protect my son, to bring stability into his life, and to guide him and direct him, where right now he is an amazing, incredible young person of 8 years old. A child who is so secure within himself. A child who can read, who can write, who can multiply. A child who's loved by everyone, his teachers. And everyone says how unique and special he is. Because his demeanor is just very, he's just very free, very, very open. But he's also very, he stands that course. Because he's been trained by grandma. And then he has me, who comes and always talks to him about hope and going forward and helping others. And I'm the fun one. I take him out. I do things with him. We have fun. He's traveled with me. But I'll tell you, if I hadn't my mother, my mom hadn't been in my life, my son would be a statistic. Because I would have been a single mom trying to work outside for him, leaving him open to the potential of having violence, of having influences, of having people come and maybe do something to him just because he's there, he's alone, he's a target. There are so many people out there who end up taking their frustration out on children, who end up abusing children physically, mentally, spiritually, sexually. And all it takes is that moment for that adult to be with that child. And that's what happens when we as parents are not in our children's lives because we're so busy trying to live our own or trying to make sense of our own. My eyes have been opened since I met Art and Compassion because this is as real as it gets. This is right there. This is level ground. This is walking the walk. I invite you to go to do your part. If for anything else, buy the book so that your $35 will contribute to Art and Compassion's purpose. And then I invite you to call Olga, to call Marvin, to call and ask them what you can do for them, how you can help them, or how you can help their ministry. Their phone line is open 24/7. The other night while I was there, while we were packing the toys, an 18-year-old man called, desperate. His mother and father and him were living in a car up in Stuart, Florida. His father ended up leaving them because he couldn't handle it. Now he was there with his mom. And he had gone to a foster home, and he was being kicked out today, Monday, because he's over 18. He needed to find a place to go. He was desperate. He was depressed. He didn't know what to do. And Olga was able to refer him to a program just to get him in a safety place, in a place of safety. You can go into the Regeneration Center and talk to Brother Clark and see. Regeneration Center, I had them last week. You can download the interview and find out. Wherever you are, this is what's available in our communities. There are ministries that are doing this, but they're working on the sweat and toil of a few people who have given their lives to the Lord to do this for human beings. We can all participate. We don't have to be there every single day, but we can be there. We all have a part of this, a play in this story. And I urge you to go find somewhere inside of your heart where you are moved and stirred beyond your limitations so that you realize within yourself that you have a higher quest on this earth than to worry about your own well-being. Because through worrying about other people, you get out of your pain, you get out of your frustration and your limitations. Because you start looking at, what do I need to do? What do I need to do so that I can be out there and help them? How do I do this? And Lord God, help me. That is what I'm living now. I can't wait to get out of my situation financially so that I can just be free to be able to go and give without worrying about how do I sustain myself? How do I pay the bills? How do I pay the rent? Or how do I buy myself a home so that my family could be there? And how can I invite people and get foster kids so I can start helping them even more directly? But my conviction is such that I see how we can make change. I see it. I would not be doing this program if it weren't because of that. Rise to Win for our youth is exactly that. It's being able to come talk to the kids directly, to inspire them, to motivate them, to generate within them a desire to want to leave what's in the past and to want to step into a new identity by realizing that they have the possibility of being more, of having more. That they don't have to go into the streets and sell their bodies to get a $15 vial of crack or something to help them get away from where they are. But they need to see results. And one day they will not see it. They'll see a part of it. They'll be inspired. But then what's behind is the same of the same. And the only way that's going to be a change is by having the community in place of people and programs, of buildings or of spaces where people are there already working within the community who are not afraid and who will not be turned because of what they see or what they hear. And this happens to be people who believe in a higher purpose. Therefore, I always say the ministry is going to make the difference, because by having the ministry there, then you can have people come there. You can have volunteers, you can have teachers, you can have, you know, businessmen, you can have influencers, you have leaders come. And it's about doing, it's not about saying. It's about doing what we're supposed to do as human beings to help one another. So I will tell you again, this Christmas season, we're celebrating Christmas because of the birth of Jesus Christ. We're celebrating Jesus Christ because of who he was on this earth and what he has come to do. And if it weren't for the fact that we know of Jesus Christ, then we'd be sitting in a mess, because as the world appears, it looks like it's all falling apart. But when we celebrate and we truly believe in the Spirit of the Lord, then our spirit rises and we realize that we are more than this flesh. We are more than this body. We are more than our material possessions. We are the hands and feet of God on this earth. And we got to be out there moving and shaking, doing things for others, inspiring them to rise to a higher level, and figuring out solutions. That's what being empowered is. Not being in reaction, but being in proaction. The awareness is there. You know, the awareness is what people try to hide from. The awareness is what people try to drug themselves with so that they don't have to face what's really happening. Doctor, help me right now. Give me something to abate the pain. Give me something so that I can fall asleep and I don't have to worry about it. I'll just close my eyes and lie here. And I won't have to face the pain. Well, you know what? Face the pain. Face the pain. Face the pain, but don't be a victim to the pain. Face it and say, yes, this is what I am. Well, how did I get here? What did I do? How did I choose? Who did I meet? At what point did I take that road that led me to that place that I'm here now at? And then accept responsibility for that and say, yes, indeed, I did make that choice. And at that moment, don't stay there, because there is a higher purpose for you. That is just a learning lesson. That is one of the spots on the line of your life. There will be many more. There have been more in the past, and there have been amazing spots of your life on your line of living that you can remember. Hopefully you can remember. And if you can't remember, then think of somebody else. Think of the children whose lives from the beginning are marked, where they don't have good thoughts. And you'll be inspired, because you're like, you know what, I got to go do something. I got to go give them some of these good thoughts. I got to go bring something to them. I got to go share myself. I got to go share a laughter, a smile, a hand, a touch, a prayer, a book, story, a dollar, a meal, a book bag, a Christmas toy, something of inspiration, something of motivation. I am at a place that where my life is really taking on a whole new level of awareness and conviction. And in the past, I was so afraid because of my own uncertainties and insecurities that I was not enough, and that people were going to criticize, and that people were going to judge, and that if I spoke of God, that I was going to segregate half the population, and that people were going to point the finger. You know, all this stupid stuff that keeps us back. It's always there. Something's always standing in our way. We all have that. We all have something, and we have someone. Someone who doesn't believe, or someone who just, you know, throws us off. It happened to me this weekend, where I actually had that experience again with a person that's very important in my life. I always say that. And when I was getting there to get that place of wanting and being sorry for me, I came in and said, Sandra, if you feel sad and your life is falling apart right now because you hurt this person, this too, and it hurt you, then what do you think about those children when they are in a situation where they are being hurt by people, especially mothers? And immediately I had an answer. Immediately I said, yeah, this is happening to me just so that I know what it feels like, so that I realize how big of a crisis that is. So what I think is find meaning and significance in your life so that your situation compared to somebody else's is not as bad as you think it is. Because somebody else has it really, 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 really bad. And do not be afraid to go open up the pages of this book, because it will change your life. For me, last week I got a fortune cookie. And the fortune cookie said, true wisdom will come with each turn of the page. And that came to me last week. And it was right about that same time that I met Olga Smith, and that I met what they are doing through Art and Compassion, and that through Art and Compassion, she gave me the book. I will tell you, this book will move you beyond belief. Tune in tomorrow and tune in this week, as we will continue on this path, Rise to Win for our youth. Go to risetowin.com. Join the movement, because this is a movement. This is about stirring people up. This is about drawing the line in the sand. Either you're part of the problem or part of the solution. I'm not interested in if you're part of the problem, because the problem really is there. And that's what we want to go fix. That's what we want to go help. That's what we want to go lessen. And that's what we want to have, transformation. And at the end of it, it's for our youth. for our children, who are the future. So if we don't help them now, while they're still little, then we're going to have to be dealing with them when they're older. And you want to help them when they're older as empowered human beings who have reached amazing feats with their abilities, not who have succumbed to drugs and crime and have had to live a life of struggle and survival, who have lost their childhood at such an early age because they didn't have lights and beacons in their path to make a difference. This is Sandra Bueno signing out.